Good afternoon. You're listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. I'm your host, Peter Pasteur. And for the next hour, we're going to be playing some music similar to what you're listening to now by Rumi Shimada. He's with me in the studio. So hang on tight, and we'll be back right after this song in about 2 minutes. That's a perfect song for just sliding right into a warm Friday afternoon. Welcome, Rumi Shimada. How are you?
I'm doing great, Peter. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're more than welcome. All the way from, I believe it's Auburn, right?
Yeah, right around Auburn.
Okay. Well, here we are. We're going to talk a little bit about you, your music. You brought in, I see, a guitar, an acoustic guitar, and a keyboard. And so we're going to make you make some music today.
Awesome.
What started you on the whole music scene thing, the whole music career thing?
I would say probably... The piano that was in my basement when I was little is a large part responsible, because it I was just fascinated with all the sounds it made, and so I'd mess around on it for countless hours, even though I didn't know what I was doing. And I think that sparked my interest in music, as well as my mom being a musician and a songwriter.
Okay. And why was the piano down there to begin with?
I mean, it's a nice thing to have. I'm not sure exactly its origin story, but it ended up down there somehow, and yeah, I'm glad it did.
Great. I'm getting a little feedback in my speakers. Are you also? A little bit?
A little noise.
Okay, yeah. But we're going out over the air, so we're going to act like everything is normal. Okay. How's that? Alrighty, you do more than just write music. The song that we played, you wrote.
Yes.
You performed.
Yeah.
You're a little bit of jack of all trades in this music industry.
Well, I mean that song was kind of me just I started writing it on piano, and then I tracked the piano part and maybe the lead vocal, and then I just started messing around on bass and some synth and things like that, adding some drum parts. But it was all very experimental, me just figuring out what sounded good to me. I didn't really have a clear vision.
Okay.
But, yeah, it worked out. I'm still figuring out. I wouldn't call myself a jack of all trades. I'm just I'm good at exploring and seeing what I like to hear, but I don't always know how to get there, so it's a lot of messing around and trial and error.
You know, I heard that in some of the music you've posted, that there's all this different stuff going on in the background, and I'm sure once in a while you'll land on something you really like and expand on that, correct?
Yeah. Yes, definitely.
Very nice. Well, let's play one more song here, and then we'll get you set up to at least introduce our listeners to. We'll do something with your guitar first. How's that?
Sounds good.
Okay, I'm going to play. Grab a knife.
All right.
He keeps you in a crib. Stands outside.
Well, the reason I'm doing it is my headphones are dead. Outside, always wide awake, and the corpse is staring. He's not dead, sliding real deep, check twice. Thank you. That, of course, was Rumi singing a song called Grab a Knife. Rumi, what was that song all about?
That song, if I can keep it vague, is about just my personal fears.
Okay.
And I guess it's kind of a analogy for how, an analogy for how I keep myself stuck in places due to fear.
Okay.
And kind of my personification of whatever that part of me is that keeps me from exploring and adventuring out into the world.
You can stand up straight. We'll get the mic to you here.
I'm in a weird position here.
Yeah, but you're very young to be able to articulate things like this.
I guess so.
Yeah. My goodness. Okay. Fascinating. Now I want to listen to it again. I'm not going to, but I want to listen to it again. So anybody listening, you can go to Rumi's Spotify page or Apple page and look up the song called Grab a Knife. What are you going to play for us?
I'm going to play a song called Wrap Around Both Sides. Okay. It hasn't been recorded yet, but it's one of my favorites of mine.
All righty, let's do it.
Sends you to a place, lose its identity and face. Sin is a divide and a yellow set of lights to outline all the places he should try. So walk with me for the lens. Memory only lives inside the tent. 'Cause every time I breathe, there's an empty space between.
Nicely done. Okay, we talked about a little bit about your, I think we were off the air and we talked about it, that I don't know if you sing, I mentioned it earlier, off-key, minor key, but it's something that some musicians do, and it drives me crazy. It's just gorgeous. What is it?
I think you were talking about some of the harmonies on Grab a Knife.
Well, like when you're singing that, so there's no harmony. It's just you.
Right, right.
But you kind of go into like an off-key almost.
Yeah, maybe there's some intentional dissonance where I'm not quite, within the key of whatever chord I'm playing, either within the melody or maybe I add some notes into the chord that sound dissonant.
Yeah.
Just makes things more interesting and maybe adds some more interesting emotion to whatever I'm playing.
Okay. I'm going to play one more from your site here. I'm going to play, I think it's Song of Scavenger.
Yeah, Song of the Scavenger.
I'm going to do that, and then we're going to work on some of these little technical things that are going on, okay?
Sounds good.
All I need is my weed and my water. Nothing more, and I'll do what I order. And it soon became to be what meant nothing more to me than wasting time sipping green and puffing water. starts with me feeling like I'm not caught up. Lagging behind was my fear for tomorrow. Now I look at everything that with me so could have been, with my ashes in a tin next to some water. Sitting alone in this big house, I feel the heat inside my mouth. And I'm all alone, I'm all alone, I'm all alone. Smoke, it settles on my toes, coats the walls until they're gone. And I'm on my own, I'm on my own, I'm on my own. I threw away all my weed and my water. Said to myself, I must do what I gotta. But too soon I came to see my life been nothing more to me than growing old, sipping green and puffing water. Spread my ashes in the water, in the water. Spread my ashes in the water, in the water. Spread my ashes in the water, in the water. Spread my ashes in the water, in the water, in the water.
And that were two songs that we played by Rumi Shimada. The first one was The Song of the Scavenger, and the last one was Weed and Water. Great songs.
Thank you.
Rumi, you're doing good. Now we're going to have you do something live on the keyboard for us. And I won't ask any more questions because you're leaning over the keyboard to try to answer them. What are you going to play for us?
I'm going to play a song called Rejoice. This is another original. I guess that's obvious, but
yeah,
okay. I'm used to saying that at open mics and stuff.
Great. Let's go for it.
Oh.
Nicely done. Pull that mic over there,
Thank
Rumi.
You.
Pull it all the way towards
all
you.
The
there,
way
it can go all the way.
Oh, shit.
There you go. You know, I'm sitting here listening to you and seeing you. You are an old soul in a young body. Do you know what I mean by that?
I think so.
Your music is very mature, grounded. It's just, it comes across beautifully.
Thank you so much.
It's like you've been doing this for years. How long have you been at this?
I would say, as far as writing songs goes, maybe about 5 years.
Wow. Not that long.
Not too long.
In the big picture.
No.
Where can people find you if they're looking for you?
If they're looking for my music, they can find me on pretty much any streaming platform, and if they want to follow me in terms of where I'm playing shows and stuff like that,
right.
My Instagram is Rumi Shimada Music. It's just my full name,
okay,
and then music at the end.
Okay, Shimada is S H I M A D A.
Yes, sir.
Shimada.
Shimada.
Shimada. Very good. All righty. I'm going to have a little advertising to do here while you're sitting there thinking about your next song, okay?
Perfect.
KDRT invites you to Suds and Sounds. Where would that be, you say? Well, it's at Armadillo Music right here on F Street in downtown Davis. What happens at Suds and Sounds? Well, you know, Armadillo Music sells a lot of vinyl. They have a huge selection. Our DJs come in there. They pick some of the songs, some of the vinyl they want to play and share with you, maybe talk a little bit about it. But we invite the community to come and share those 2 hours with us. It's from, excuse me, it's from 4 to 6, and this month it'll be July 31st, and that's this coming Wednesday afternoon. So meet some KDRT people, meet some other fans, meet some music listening type of people, and look at all that vinyl they have there, and just socialize a bit. And here's the kicker. They have beer. You can buy a beer at Armadillo Music. I hope to see you there. All righty, we're back to Rumi. What's your next song, Rumi? We're going to just keep going here. Oh. Well, I've got all the levels right.
Perfect.
Because I'm getting feedback that it's sounding okay.
Good. Would it be okay if I switched over to guitar? Or do you want me
Sure, whatever you want to do.
I'm going to switch over to guitar real quick.
Okay, you switch over to guitar. And I'm going to tell folks a little bit about you were involved in putting together a music fest in July or June, I think it was, right?
Yes, it was on June 29th.
Okay, and it was young, primarily young people up and coming artists, not necessarily young. Right, and you put that together somewhere in Sacramento, I believe.
It was actually up in Auburn.
Oh, so. Okay. And how did that turn out?
It turned out really good for a first-time thing. We had a pretty decent turnout, by no means huge, but I think it was perfect for the kind of thing it was.
Okay.
We had 16 artists and bands, all pretty much playing their original music. We had some jazz fusion groups that did their takes on some covers and things.
Yeah.
But it was pretty original focused, and a lot of them were just good friends of mine. Others I knew through other people,
right.
And they were willing to come up and give it a shot.
Nice.
It's kind of an experiment, but I think it went well. People really liked it.
You're going to do it next year?
Absolutely.
You're going to let me know?
Yes.
Okay.
We'll
make sure it gets a little advertisement right here on
awesome.
The air.
Thank you.
All righty. What kind of guitar are you playing there?
This is a PRS.
And where did you find your PRS?
I did not find it at the local music store. I found it at Guitar Center.
At a Guitar Center.
Yes.
Okay. Why would you pick that one over all the other things that are out there?
It sounded good.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good answer.
Yeah.
You like the sound.
I like the sound.
Okay. What are you going to play for us?
I'm going to play a song called Shadows.
All righty. Go ahead, and we'll make that happen.
Thoughts, they say you don't know where you're going. cover your mind in mist and fog.
Nicely done. All right. Rumi, tell me, have you had guitar lessons?
I haven't had any formal guitar lessons. I think my mom definitely showed me some chords on the guitar at some point.
Okay. Wow. Because you seemed like a natural picker.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know the instrument very well. When I write songs, I'll kind of just place my fingers wherever sounds good and then figure it out as I go. And then, once I have a song laid out, I could sort of fake my way through it and make it sound good.
That's very unusual, isn't it, the way you do that?
I think there are other people who do that too. I have friends who don't know a lot of theory, but are able to kind of just use their ears and fudge around with the instrument.
Okay. So, how about vocals? Any vocal training?
No vocal training, but I was in chamber choir in high school, and I guess you could call that vocal training because we did a lot of warm-ups and exercises and things like that.
Yeah. This is going to be a tough question to answer, but what's your goal in terms of music? Do you want to see this as a profession, or are you going to keep this as a hobby sort of to keep you balanced in life? Or maybe a combination of both, I don't know.
As of now, I'm definitely pretty enthusiastic about the idea of making it a full-time thing.
Uh-huh.
But I'm also pretty aware of how difficult that can be.
Yes. Do you have your own studio now?
I have my room, which is works great. And that's where I recorded my album.
Uh-huh.
You don't really need much, especially now that, you know, you don't need tape machines and all this
fancy
equipment.
What software program do you use?
I just use GarageBand.
Okay. Yeah.
It works great for what I'm doing. Just allows me to plug in a MIDI keyboard and make drums if I can't play them well.
Yeah.
Do synth stuff, and then I can just use a SM57 and 58 for vocals and guitar and piano.
Where's your next gig?
My next gig is at actually another little music festival up in Auburn that my friend's setting up.
Okay.
It's called Summerfest. And that's also some local young musicians. It'll be not at the same venue as mine was, but over at a place called the Auburn Garden Theater, right next to a library.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when is this?
This is August 10th. It'll be 3 to 9 p.m. We'll be playing sometime around 5 or 6.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And are you in a band right now?
Sort of.
Okay.
I had a little band thing going the last couple years, but our drummer moved to Colorado for college, so it had just kind of been me and my buddy Carlos on bass.
Okay.
And we'd have a drummer come in every once in a while.
Okay.
But she's here now, so we're going to play at her thing.
Nice.
Yeah.
So we only heard you once on the keyboards, and I was blown away by it. Can you play something else for us on the keys?
Yeah, of course. I'm going to do the acoustic or the solo version of Life, if
okay.
That's okay.
Yeah,
the song
that's
you
perfect.
Played earlier.
Yeah, perfect. Plug in all sorts of things here. You're listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. I'm your host, Peter Pasteur, for a show called Listening Lyrics, where we interview musicians and or people associated with music weekly, every Friday. And today we have Rumi Shimada from Auburn, California, up in the foothills. And he's going to play a song called Life. Right here, live in the studio.
Thank you.
very, very, very nice.
Thank you.
So you you said you didn't have any guitar lessons. What about piano?
Yeah, I took piano lessons when I was, I believe, 9 and 10. I did some classical. I didn't get very far. I think my teacher saw that I was picking it up kind of fast, and she started just cramming a lot of stuff in my face, and that I think that was a little bit it made it kind of unappealing to me because it felt like a lot of work.
Right.
And at, you know, at 9 and 10, I didn't really have I hadn't built up the skill of dedication or
right,
you know, that kind of willpower.
To do it, yeah.
I just wanted to do what was fun, so yeah. I stopped, and then and I think that was fine. I was lucky enough to be able to, my parents kind of let me do whatever. I wanted to try cello, so they let me do cello. I did cello at school. I think I had some lessons. I don't remember. And then oboe as well.
Wow.
And then I kind of circled. I started to realize I had a pattern where I was just jumping around.
Right, right.
And I was like, man, I got to focus on something. So I made a commitment that I was just going to focus on writing music and using instruments as a tool.
So when you're playing that song you just played, Life, did you improvise any of it?
No.
You didn't?
Not really. I mean, maybe very little things, but I'm not super fluent on piano, so most of the songs that I play, I stick for the majority of them to whatever I've arranged.
Okay.
I've been trying to improve my practical knowledge of theory and things like that. I've been trying to learn some jazz vocab and just become a little more of a actual keyboardist.
Okay.
Because it is nice to have some
freedom.
How
do you do that if you're not going to school?
YouTube. I mean, the internet has so much.
I hear that so much. I hear that so much. Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. No, I just, I was listening to and watching your fingers, and it looked like, you know, your fingers knew where they were going, but sometimes I thought, oh, maybe he's improvising a little, but you weren't.
I wasn't, no.
Okay.
There are a few songs where I can throw in some licks here and there, but for the most part, it's all
so
prearranged.
So when your parents were driving you here and there in the car, what were they listening to when you were a child?
Because
you mentioned
ones that I remember. Oh, yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
No, you mentioned classical, that you know, your piano lessons were zeroed in on classical. Were your parents listening to classical?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they listen to everything. They have, they're definitely music geeks and snobs.
Okay.
Which I appreciate. I'm glad they are.
I think I like them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, I remember distinctly a lot of Elliott Smith playing in the car, namely his self-titled album, Elliott Smith.
Yeah.
And to this day, that might be my favorite album of all time, actually.
Really?
I never get tired of it. Elliott Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what's your in your music, your phone right now, if you're listening, what kind of groups or artists are you listening to? Hip-hop? Any hip-hop?
Yeah, I like hip-hop.
Do you do hip-hop?
When I was younger, I'd try. I'd make attempts, yeah.
It's hard, isn't it?
It's very hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So no hip-hop. So what other kind of music were your parents listening to that influenced you?
They were listening to people like, I don't know if you've heard of Monica Salmaso. She's a Brazilian musician, really beautiful. Melodies and harmony and everything. They listen to a lot of that. Radiohead. I love Radiohead, if you can't tell.
Yeah.
The Beatles.
Okay.
Lots of classical.
Okay. Alrighty.
And then my mom's music, too, which is it's a little hard to describe. It's kind of, people call it jazz, folk, world pop kind of.
Really?
Yeah.
Does she perform at some of those things you put together?
She has not. She had me. She played a lot in the 90s and early 2000s, and then she had me, and I was kind of an impedance. So she stopped for
you
a while.
You ruined her career.
Yeah, pretty much. But she's getting back into it. She's been playing with my dad, who plays upright bass, and my bassist, my friend Carlos, his dad, who plays drums, and they have a little trio going.
You've got a wonderful family here.
Yeah.
Wow. Lucky you.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to have you play. Why don't you stay behind the keys if you can do another one behind the keys?
Yeah, sure.
And we're going to share with our audience some of the issues we're having here because it's kind of interesting. Not only can I not hear what's going out over the air, my buddy, another DJ, is texting me and telling me it's sounding okay so far. But also my computer went out, so I've no exact time when this will end.
Right.
So we're going to do it approximately.
Okay.
Well, no, I mean, I've got the time, but we've got about 3 minutes. So
right.
Let's have a fade-out song.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, and
yeah.
I was going to have you improvise something if you could do that, but you're not going to do that. So play something for us.
Okay.
And I want to thank you for coming, and I want to apologize profusely for these hiccups, but
no
I promise you I'm going to have you back. Okay?
I'd love that.
And
thank
bring
you.
Some of your friends with you.
Yeah.
We'll make it a party.
That would be so
okay?
awesome.
Okay, a party right in this. Actually, it might even be in our new studio. We're moving across the hall here soon. So, but we'll have you back. So what are you going to play for us?
If it's okay, I might play a song that I wrote last night.
Wow.
I need to pull up the lyrics, though.
Okay.
It might be a little rough, but I'll...
Last night, huh? What's the song about?
It's a sort of a dialogue with two versions of myself, I guess. Or it's my running internal dialogue.
Okay. Well, from my calculations, we've got about 2 minutes.
Okay. It's about 2 minutes long.
Okay. Go for it. Thank you, Rumi. Rumi Shimada listening right here on Listening Lyrics. I've been your host, Peter Pastor. You've been listening to KDRT 95.7. It's all yours, Rumi. Show.